Hey, Alison here from somuchbetteronlinemarketing.com. I'd like you to take a moment and imagine what would happen if there was no Google. For several years now, online businesses have focused all their energy on the big G. Now, while I'd never advocate dropping search engine optimization work, I'd only, try and make sure that you're employing the latest tactics which get results. It really is time to be thinking about all the different ways you could be getting extra traffic streams and making more sales which are not related to Google. So, here are some ideas to get you started. Social media. Get your social media right and you can guarantee a steady stream of visitors to your website via Facebook, Twitter, and for business-to-business peeps, LinkedIn. Regarding Pinterest, the jury still seems to be out about Pinterest conversion to sales, but there's no doubt that many online businesses are seeing a steady stream of new visitors to their website via Pinterest. Number two, video marketing. YouTube and its counterparts are effective traffic generators, but remember, it's not just about making video, although that certainly helps, it's about optimizing your YouTube channel and your videos for best results. Number three, forum marketing. Find an online community of your potential customers, and with care and careful commitment, you can build a whole new traffic stream. Just make sure that you play by the rules and genuinely contribute. Number four, Amazon, eBay, Etsy. Take the time to look at some other established online marketplaces, particularly with the holiday season coming up. Now's the time to test. Number five, have a regular e-zine. The other day I spoke to someone who'd got thousands of customers on their database but had never emailed them, ever. Think about it. These people have bought something and experienced the service, yet they've never been contacted again. Even if you just email them once a month, a newsletter can be a great way to keep in touch and generate traffic to your site. Number six, dropshippers. Yes, dropshippers take a cut of your sale, but if they're doing the marketing and if you're reaching a new client base, now that's all going to be good, isn't it? Number seven, pay-per-click or PPC. Now, I don't recommend this for newbies, but you can guarantee visitors to your website this way. The trick is to get the potential customer as far as you can down through the buying process before they click on your ad. For example, you'd never advertise a handbag. You'd advertise the colour of the handbag, the brand of the handbag edition, etc. You just need to be really, really specific. Number eight, banner ads. Now, this works particularly well via some blog networks. Number nine, going analogue. I've got a client who gets great results from combining direct mail with his online sales. Mail potential customers and direct them to a web page in your letter or brochure that you send them. Give it a go. Number 10, affiliate programs. A sales force will get paid only when you sell. Check out websites such as www.affiliatesforyou.com. The four is a number four for lots of info and advice. So there you have it. There are some ideas to get you started on being less dependent on Google rankings and more proactive with your online marketing. If you put your thinking cap on, there's more of these potential revenue streams out there.